All right, it is January 22nd, and let's see, I did have some things on my mind this morning that I wanted to share with you. Something I shared on my Facebook page from Pastor Esau McCauley regarding everybody is made in the image of God, and try to see if we can actually hear it in his own voice.
The Christian, there is no hierarchy of peoples because we all bear God's image. We're all worthy of dignity and respect. When you attack and abuse a human being, you're attacking and abusing the image of God in that person. That means that even if you do something like you commit a crime and you have to go to jail, even within the context of the prison, you deserve dignity and respect. It means that if you are an immigrant or a migrant, you are someone who, regardless of your nation of origin, it's not that the people in the United States have the image of God and people in a foreign country don't have the image of God. That no matter where you come from, whoever you are in the world, you bear the divine image. So for the Christian, there is no hierarchy of peoples where one group of people has the image of God and another group of people has less than the image of God. To treat someone in a less than humane way denies the very dignity that God gave them. So why is Genesis 1:27 so central to the Christian tradition? It is one of the foundational pillars of our understanding of basic human rights.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Esau McCauley. A message we're sharing here all the time. Maybe we can get We Are Messengers' image of God here. And they have one with Vince Gill. We'll look for that as well. WWIB. This is the day, 1973, the Supreme Court legalized abortion, only to have that decision overturned a couple of years ago. Also, on this day in 1901, Britain's Queen Victoria died at the age of 82. In 1973, former President Lyndon B. Johnson died on this day at the age of 64.
For in your time, we have the opportunity to move not only toward the rich society and the powerful society, but upward to the great society.
And in 1980, this is the day the Professional Golf Association, the PGA, began a senior tour. Also in 1995, boy, more than 30 years ago now, Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy died at the age of 104, the only woman in history to be the daughter of a major, of a mayor of a major city, wife of an ambassador, and mother of a president, two senators, and an ambassador. And in 1997, the Senate confirmed Madeleine Albright as the nation's first female Secretary of State. We close out the First Thought segment with Brennan Manning devotion number 18 of 19 in the Mercy's Spiritual Retreat. Today is Worry is an Intel to Your Father. Charles de Foucauld, the founder of the Little Brothers of Jesus, wrote a single sentence that's had a profound impact on my life, says Brennan. He said, "The one thing we owe absolutely to God is never to be afraid of anything. Never to be afraid of anything, even death, which, after all, is but that final breakthrough into the open, waiting, outstretched arms of Abba." Brennan says, "There is no need to be afraid, little flock," Jesus said, "for it has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom." Luke 12:32. As a bumper sticker I saw in Texas read, "Worry is an insult to your Father." Remember how Jesus prayed during his moment of crisis in Gethsemane, almost hysterical with fear and terror at the fate that lay ahead of him? With beads of sweat turning to drops of blood, he cried out, "Abba, Father." He said, "For you, everything is possible. Take this cup away from me, but let it be as you, not I, would have it." Mark 14:36. Brennan says, "When I woke up this morning, I propped a second pillow under my head and I lay in bed for quite a while just praying, 'Abba, I belong to you.' Every word helped me to center on my primary identity and to establish a coherent sense of self. It was like stepping into a hot bath, just letting the Father's love seep in, saturate, permeate every part of my being. I long for you, friend, to let go of worry and allow yourself to trust God completely. It's one thing to know your Father loves you and quite another to experience it." Today's suggested reading, Matthew 6:25-34 and John 14:1-7. We are hearing from our friend Ron in Hawkins, who says, please still pray for me today, still having extreme pain with bad concussion since December 23rd. All right, Ron, we lift you up. That's been almost a month. So, WIB Prayer Warriors, let's remember Ron in Hawkins there. And today's number, 250,000. That is the number of people around the world injured each year. All right, well, let's get to Intradige here. And yeah, I should have looked at that closer. They revisited that for me this morning. All right, well, I almost gave away the answer to the trivia question.
It's time for Try It Again Thursday. Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday, no winner yesterday. So Try It Again Thursday with that question we've been working on since about 7:45 on Tuesday morning. It's related to injuries. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? Over 200,000 people injured by this each year. And Havel, each time now, we bring folks a little bit closer to the right answer by giving a clue.
That's right. We've had so many guesses. Here are the clues. Please take these into consideration, right? We said there are lots of them. We said there are many different types of them. We've said that they come in many shapes and sizes. And now?
Now we are saying both young and old use these.
Yeah. So there you go. 7232555. It's always easy if we know the answer, right? 7232555. What could it be?
715-723-2555 for your chance to win the book from Laura Story called So Long Normal and the album from The Afters, Fear No More.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, from Augusta.
All right, Hattie, what do you think? Conferring?
Fishing lure.
Say it again.
Fishing lure.
Fishing lure. Is it a fishing lure?
All right. Could that be what we're looking for? Sorry, Hattie.
But good job following the clues, Hattie. 715-723-2555. Who wants to guess next?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Legos.
Going to go with Legos. That was guessed a while back, so you can have a bonus guess.
Ooh. How about like a vacuum cleaner?
That's a good guess. Yeah,
sure.
That was crossing my mind along the way sometime yesterday, but that unfortunately isn't it. Thanks, Mark.
715-723-2555 on this Try It Again Thursday on WWIB.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Mark. Morning, Cable.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Beth, what do you think?
Beth Deitch from Eau Claire, and how about bike?
Bike. Yeah. All right. Bike. Could it be a bicycle?
It can happen, that's for sure. We had somebody saying falling off a bike, but not just plain out bike, and that is not it, Beth. Thank you.
Okay.
715-723-2555. Call in to win.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ron from Hawkins.
Hi, Ron. Yeah, we've been praying for you. How you doing?
I'm still in a real lot of pain.
Okay. Yeah, you had a concussion a month ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's right on my daughter's birthday, too.
Oh, man. Well,
I was in Mayo Clinic in Eau Claire for quite a while, too.
Okay. And so you're home? Guess is, you're home now?
Yeah. I'm home right now, yeah.
Okay. Well, what is your guess here in the contest?
Concussion.
Concussion, okay.
Well, I mean, you have personal experience with that, Ron, but is that what we're looking for here?
It's not.
Thank you, though, for the call.
Thank you. And, again, continued thoughts and prayers for you and continued recovery. Continue to make that progress. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angus from Wausau. Is it prescription glasses?
Prescription glasses?
Yeah, something unusual, different in terms of an injury. Could that be what we're talking about? It's not.
Thank you for the call.
All right, WWIB will take three more tries, and then, I don't know, after 7:45, it'd have to be another clue.
We'll
we're
have
stacking
to figure
these
it out.
I know. All right, three more, though. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Molly Zook.
Hi, Molly.
Clayton.
All right.
And my guess is scissors.
Scissors.
Don't
Could
run
it be
with them.
Scissors, yeah.
Don't run with them. That is not what we're looking for.
Our first call from Clayton, though, home of the Bears. Appreciate that.
Terrific. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Two more guesses to go here.
We're from Chippewa Falls.
Okay, and what's your guess?
A bed.
A bed.
Oh, yeah.
Following the clues, right? Young and old use them, many shapes and sizes.
Falling out of bed, could that be it? Sorry. We're down to our last guess, Caleb, this
we
time
are.
Around.
Otherwise, another clue coming up after 7:45.
This is going to be among the deeper contests we've gone. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Corey from Chippewa Falls.
Corey, good to hear from you. What's your try here this morning? What's your guess?
Is it a sled?
Is it a sled?
Oh, yeah. It's that time of the year, right?
Exactly.
All right. Could it be sledding injuries, Caleb?
It is not.
All right.
Darn it.
All right. Good try, Corey. We'll have to come back after 7:45 and try again on Try It Again Thursday here on WWMV. Thanks, everybody.
Try It Again Thursday and our second try on this Thursday morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIV, Caleb and Halva with you, trying to give away a great book from Laura Story, So Long Normal, and also the album from the Afters, Fear No More. Here's the question we've been working on since Tuesday morning after 7:45. Over 200,000 people are injured by this each year. Over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Time to stack yet another clue to hopefully get you on track to the right answer.
That's right. And we're ready to get a winner, so hopefully we do. All right. We said that there are lots of them. We said that there are many different types of them. We said they come in different shapes and sizes. We said both young and old use them. And what's the latest?
They make noise.
Okay.
All right. This is something that makes noise. Over 200,000 people are injured by what? Injured by this, by these each year. They make noise. 715-723-2555.
All right. Somebody thinks they know it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Evelyn, do you have the right answer?
Probably not. Playing with, like, your dog?
Playing with your dog.
Playing with your dogs make noise?
Yeah, they do.
Could that playing be with your
it?
Dog.
It's not it, Evelyn. Thanks.
All right, call us back, Evelyn. Try again.
She just lacked the confidence there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie from Augusta.
Hattie, you've been trying time after time. What's your guess? Hattie confers.
Toilet.
Say it again.
Toilet.
Did she say toilet?
Is that what you said? Toilet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Toilets. All right. Hattie says toilets. Is it toilets?
It's not.
It's not. I mean, those do make noise. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 to guess.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Chippewa.
All right, what do you think?
Whistles.
Whistles.
Oh, that hasn't been guessed.
It hasn't been guessed.
I guess if you swallow your whistle, that might not be good.
Yeah.
Could that be it? That's not it. Thank
not
you.
It. 715-723-2555. Over 200,000 people injured by what? By this each year. By these each year. What is it?
We have stacked five clues now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall
Creek. Evelyn returns. What do you think?
Is it phones?
Is it phones?
Yeah. Nobody's guessed that, I don't think.
I'm kind of surprised. I'd have to look back in the archives of the guesses here.
Injured by your cell phones, that's not it. Thanks.
Again, coming shapes and sizes.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Makes noise.
Makes noise.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mimi from Lake Cali. I don't know if it's been guessed yet, but how about other people?
How about other people? You know what? That does follow the clues.
Yeah, right. Lots of them of all that, but maybe that's not it. Sorry.
But yeah, that's true. It hadn't been guessed yet, and it's one of those things that you think, yeah, other human beings unfortunately hurt one another.
We will take three more guesses. Otherwise, it's on to after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm from Whitehall.
Yeah.
Is it a kazoo? You know, those things you blow like that on New Year's night?
Uh-huh.
I think, Sherry, that we're going to need you to tell us what the broader category of kazoos would be.
You're the closest so far.
Yeah.
You're the closest so far. Can you expand that at all? Broader category.
They're like a woodwind instrument.
Okay. You said.
Yeah, so like musical instruments, you know, woodwinds, kazoos, et cetera, are over 200,000 people injured by musical instruments each year. Sherry?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct.
The musical instruments leads to you are the winner, Sherry.
Awesome. You know, that's very ironic because in high school I used to play a clarinet, and when we had to march, the reed always used to cut my lip.
Personal experience. And that's the thing. There's so many different musical instruments and, again, shapes and sizes as we've been trying to give clues to get folks on the way. But, yes, musical instruments, I don't know. I mean, you always think about, like, the big ones, but sometimes it's those little instruments that could hurt us as well, too. Sherry, well done. We've got a book and a CD waiting here at the studios for you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry, our friend in Whitehall. Of course, she goes away with that after CD. Here they are on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You know, folks in HR do not have an easy job. And when it comes to hiring managers, how do you figure out who's going to be a good fit for the team? Sometimes they help you out. Sometimes they say or do something like, yep, absolutely, that's the person. Other times they say or do something like in these instances where you say, nope.
Yeah, so consider this a public service. These are things that may disqualify you for the job. For instance, one hiring manager said the candidate kept boasting about how many languages he speaks, even though it was not a requirement for the position. I finally asked him in which foreign language he was most fluent, and he replied, Spanish. I followed up with a simple question asked in Spanish. He did not speak Spanish.
Lying on the resume and lying in person as well. Real things hiring managers said about something that somebody said or did that made them say, yeah, not going to be a good fit here. Here's another one. The hiring manager says she brought her boyfriend and the boyfriend answered all the interview questions for her. Who's really wanting this job?
Oh, that's funny. Here's another hiring manager who said he shared how he stole goods from a store they worked at, put them in his buddy's car, called the cops so his buddy would get arrested. All this was in response to the question, tell us about a time when you had an ethical dilemma. What did you do and what was the outcome?
That was quite the ethical dilemma. A couple more here. Another hiring manager said she sat down at the interview, plunked her purse on the desk and started off with, I need to let you know I have issues.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, honesty. And finally, someone says this. I worked at a big box retailer and got called up to the service counter to deal with a customer who was upset. This was only a couple minutes before I was scheduled to conduct an interview with a potential new hire. I get up there, and this woman is berating the employee behind the counter. I ask her to lower her voice and please stop being disrespectful to my employee. She isn't happy, but she does eventually calm down enough to be reasonable, and we resolve the situation at the service desk. As I turn to walk away, she says, anyway, I'm here for my interview.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Truth stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
Some of those things that people say in interviews where it's just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not going to work out for us.
Hey, in case you missed it, we did get a winner. It took us 3 days to get a winner in our trivia contest, but Sherry in Whitehall knew the right answer. More than 200,000 people a year worldwide get injured by musical instruments, Caleb.
By musical instruments.
Yeah.
Jungle out there. You never know what can hurt you.
Right.
Well, we've got some knowledge to drop on you. Four things you didn't know yesterday. And you know what? It's always great a water cooler or dinner table conversation. For instance, four things you didn't know yesterday. Number one, a study found that in the United States, 95% of eateries, 95% have at least one spicy option on the menu.
Interesting. It's hot sauce day today. So there you go. Hey, another thing. A company in Oslo, Norway received more job applications when its help wanted sign said, tiresome and boring wholesale company seeks lazy people with a total lack of service-mindedness for a job that is completely without challenge.
And that brought people in.
Huh.
Four things you didn't know yesterday, a couple more. In 2011, a 30-year-old Bradenton, Florida woman was featured on an episode of My Strange Addiction because she'd been eating the foam from her cushions since she was 10 years old.
No.
Over two decades, the woman had eaten 200 pounds of foam.
That is like...
Sounds like something your dog would do.
I thought I'd heard everything, and then you told me that. And finally, the average person will handle fewer than 100 $100 bills in their lifetime.
Unless you're a cashier, then that number goes up a little bit.
So the next time you hold one, go, this is...
This is one of 100.
Yes, yes. The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. Join us tomorrow because what else are you going to do? It's going to be so cold. Nobody's going to go anywhere. And we're going to have Sean Rodriguez in studio, right?
Yeah. Looking forward to debuting his new song, which releases tomorrow, Just Like God. Maybe you remember when he and his band came here before, they played us kind of the scratch acoustic version saying, hey, we're working on this. Do you want to hear it? And now we're honored that Sean wanted to come back and debut it here on the Whip Wake Up Show tomorrow morning.
Yeah, fantastic. It's going to be great. So don't miss that tomorrow. Sean Rodriguez had a great visit with them last July ahead of his appearance at OneFest. Here he is right now, House of God.